You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. A statewide wireless broadband system paid for in part by the federal government is now complete. That's according to the agency that funded the project. But state officials say a lot of Vermonters are still waiting for broadband service. VPR's Steve Zint explains.
5 years ago, Springfield-based VTEL received more than $110 million in federal grants and loans to expand broadband. It included an ambitious wireless broadband system the company said would cover nearly all of the state. At the time, the project was scheduled for completion by 2013, but eventually the federal government extended the deadline for VTEL and others who received the funding to September 30th, 2015. Now that deadline is passed, but there are questions about how much of the system is operational. The Rural Utilities Service, part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, is the agency that oversees the funding program. Ted Brady, Vermont State Director for USDA Rural Development, says in the eyes of the federal government, the VTEL wireless project is complete.
Yes, because they've met the intent of the application. They've provided service to 97% of the territory that they identified in the application. They've completed 132 towers, even though the application only said they were going to do 119.
Brady says federal inspectors have confirmed that VTEL's infrastructure is in place. But it's not clear how much of the system is actually up and running. VTEL President Michel Guitté declined to be interviewed for this story, but in the past he said the system will serve as many as 97% of Vermont's 300,000 addresses. Jim Porter with the Public Service Department says he hasn't received information from VTEL on how many are being served currently. But based on calls he's getting, many people the project is supposed to reach are still waiting.
Anecdotally, from people we hear from on a daily basis, the service is certainly not operational insofar as being offered to the public yet.
Porter says there are still three towers yet to be constructed in the system, so in his view, the project isn't complete. The federal government says those towers are above and beyond what VTEL promised and are being paid for by the company. But at least one of them, a tower in Cabot, would serve a pocket of addresses that still have no broadband access, which was a central goal of the federal program. Reaching them is critical to the state's long overdue promise to provide 100% coverage. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zint.